KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on KJAN. Live from Atlantic, here is KJAN's Chris Parks and Jim Field.
Thank you very much, Marissa. We are here tonight at Atlantic High School as we get set for postseason play now here for the Atlantic Trojans as they get to start things off here at home. Of course, they've had a terrific season here so far, 20-1 on the year, and that's the reason they get to play that home game here in the first round. They'll host the ADM Tigers here tonight for a chance to move on to play later on here this week. And these two teams are matching up here. ADM kind of a looking on the opposite end of the spectrum as far as the record goes on the season, 3-18, but all that really doesn't matter anymore once you step on the floor in the postseason, because you got to win to move on, and both teams are going to be hungry to get out there and try to get a victory here to move on to the next round.
Yeah, Chris, and you mentioned going in the opposite directions. You see that in their, not just the one loss records, but the way they've gotten there too. For ADM, they've lost their last 12 games in a row, and now while that sounds bad, they're a team that's played some pretty close games. They lost only by 10 to Harlan on the road. They lost by just a couple of points to Winterset, Carroll, Boone, and Perry. They played them all within 4 or 5 points. They've played a number of games within 2, 3, 4, 5 points against some quality basketball teams. Atlantic, on the other hand, they've won 17 straight since their only loss of the season back on December the 7th against Kemper Catholic here in Atlantic. They've won 17 in a row, but it's not like they've been cruising right along, as we saw last Tuesday night, Atlantic winning by just a point, a come-from-behind victory, a couple of late free throws from Jared Polk, and they win over Abraham Lincoln on the road. They've played a number of close basketball games this year. That's the one thing these two teams have in common. The thing that's nice for Atlantic is they've learned how to win those basketball games.
Yeah, they've been able to use their defensive pressure down the stretch most of the time to be able to pick up those victories, and they're going to hope that it doesn't come to that here for them here tonight, but they know that they have that experience behind them here to try to fight off ADM here this evening. Both teams out there on the floor getting warmed up here tonight. Crowd starting to file in here tonight. Still room here, though, at the Atlantic High School. If you have nothing better to do on a Monday night, which I'm sure you probably don't, come on out here and enjoy some good basketball and see the Trojans. And for these guys, of course, these seniors out here, last time they get to step on this floor and play a competitive basketball game that counts in the books. So they would love the support, and be a great time here for you. Of course, if you can't make it out, we're here for you on the radio as well at AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're streaming on the web as well at KJN.com. And don't forget, you can take us in your pocket as well if you download those mobile apps for the Android or iPhone platforms. Just go to the Google Play or the iTunes Store and download that app for free. Got just a couple minutes left here on the warm-up clock. We'll take one quick break here and come back at you to starting lineups and get ready for basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Serving the community with quality care and concern during the time of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. First National Bank, with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita. See them for consumer loans and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. First National Bank, for people who expect just a little more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC. In Anita, call 712-762-3779.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we get set for postseason basketball play here tonight in Class 3A, the Atlantic Trojans hosting the ADM Tigers. And we'll take a look now here at these two teams and their starting lineups. For the ADM Tigers, their head coach, Aaron Mager. They're 3-18 on the year, and here's their starting five tonight. Number one, Joe Sloss, the 6-foot sophomore. Number 31, Logan Essie, the 6-1 junior. Number 25, Ben Larson, the 6-3 senior. Number 33, Grant Gayden, the 6-1 junior. And also number 41, Blake Hyman, the 6-2 senior. Your starting five here tonight for the Tigers, and it's a couple of guys that really lead the way as far as the scoring goes for ADM.
Yeah, there's a big drop-off after those couple of guys, too. Ben Larson leading with 18.2 a game. He's had a nice season, shooting 43% from the floor, shoots 84% from the free throw line. He's been one of their leading three-point shooters as well on the season. Logan Essie averaging 12.5 points a game, and he shoots 71% from the free throw line and almost 50% from the floor on the year. But after those two, you drop all the way down to 4.4 for Joe Sloss. So the points coming from just a few players. They shoot 41% from the floor, 30% from the arc, 64% from the free throw line. Grant Gayden and Ben Larson are their leading rebounders on the season as well. And they've turned the ball over more than twice as many times as they've created assists here in the season as well. So some issues there with hanging on to the basketball.
And for the Atlantic Trojans, they're kind of opposite in that category. We'll talk about that in a moment. Head coach Steve Blazek, they're 20-1 overall here on the season, and this is their starting five here tonight. Number 14, Sam Markin, the 6'2 senior. Number 20, Chad Christensen, the 6'2 senior. Number 30, Stuart Hoig, the 6'2 senior. Number 32, Dalton Franken, the 6'6 senior. And number 44, Harrison Hoig, the 6'3 senior, your starting five for the Trojans.
And the Trojans getting a lot of business out of their starters during the course of the year. Dalton Franken averaging 16 points a game. Sam Markham a dozen. Chad Christensen 11. Three players in double digits. And Stuart Hoig not far behind, averaging 9 a game. As they shoot 44% from the floor as a team, 32% from the arc, 66% from the free throw line on the year. Franken also leads them in rebounding. Chad Christensen has a whole bunch of assists, 116 on the season. And Atlantic's turnovers, just 180 to 294 assists on the year. Those are very good numbers. And they like to steal the basketball. Markham and Christensen out front, 65 and 63 steals. I got 128 just between those two. Give you an idea of how good that is. ADM is 155 as their entire roster.
So a good comparison there in a category that the Trojans hope to exploit here tonight as they'll have a first-round contest here to try to move on here into the postseason. Once again, this is the first round of the postseason here for 3A, 4A schools getting that underway here tonight. The other game going on in this portion of the district bracket is Creston playing Winterset tonight. That is down at Creston, and that's also tipping off at 7 o'clock here this evening. So the winner here tonight of Atlantic ADM will face either Creston or Winterset in the next round coming up here on a Thursday night. And right now that game's scheduled to be played at Nottoway Valley, and there could be some changes on down the road depending, but we'll have to wait and see if that is the case, but that's where it's scheduled to be right now. Also, Carroll and Greene County will play tonight on the other side of the sub-state district here. They're playing at Carroll, and then Harlan also is home tonight hosting Glenwood in first-round action, and those teams are on the opposite side of the district bracket, and the winners of those two districts would eventually meet up to try go to state.
I'm sorry, Chris. I will have updates for you throughout the evening on the score from over that Winterset-Creston game, since that's kind of important to the folks here. That will be the matchup on Thursday night, the winner of that game versus the winner of this contest here tonight.
So that's a look at the starting lineups here for you tonight. The teams are just finishing up being introduced to the crowd. We'll take one more break. Be ready for tip-off when we come back. Listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Walnut Street Auto Body in Atlantic is the place to go for all your collision and refinishing needs for your vehicle. Dean Forsman has been in the auto body business for more than 30 years. That's Walnut Street Auto Body, located at 309 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Give Dean and Seth a call at 243-1977. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is there when you are going through stressful times dealing with the loss of a loved one. At your time of need, let Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan be there for you.
understand our national anthem being taken care of by Atlantic senior Kayla Summers here tonight, and we're ready to play basketball here this evening, as once again it's the Atlantic Trojans opening up postseason play here tonight at Atlantic High School against the ADM Tigers. Once again, you're starting five for these two teams. For the Tigers, it's Joe Sloss, Logan Essie, Ben Larson, Grant Gayden, and Blake Hyman. Also, the Atlantic Trojans starting five is Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Stuart Hoig, Dalton Franken, and Harrison Hoy. Let's look at your starting five here tonight as we get ready for basketball this evening. Both teams out there on the floor here getting ready to go. And Atlantic, of course, will be in the home white uniforms with the black lettering and the black and gold trim. And for the ADM Tigers, they will be on the road here tonight with their road black uniforms and the white lettering and the white and red trim here tonight.
You know, Chris, no school today, and that's always one thing that also throws a little monkey wrench into things. I know I talked to Steve Blazek before the game tonight when I arrived, and I said, how you doing? He says, I'm anxious to get going. We've been sitting around all day waiting for this thing to happen.
And we're about ready to go now as Hyman is in the center circle against Franken, and Franken wins the tap back to Christensen, and we'll start things off here with the Trojan possession. Christensen has it out high here, gives it over to Markham left side. Working from right to left here as we start the game. Markham will swing it back up top now here to Christensen. Christensen off now here to Stuart Hoig. Hoig works it around the perimeter. Now Markham has it in the corner. He'll dribble back out towards the top. It's a shuffling zone pressure look right now here from ADM. Kind of a 3-2 zone look right here at the moment. Dribble in, and Christensen tried to fire a pass down low. It's tapped and stolen away into the hands now here of the Tigers. They try to push it up the floor. They throw it away right back into the hands of Franken. Quick pass up the floor to Harrison Hoig, who's right under the basket to catch it and put it home.
Open floor is a problem for opponents of Atlantic. If the Trojans get the ball out in the open, look out.
So a quick bucket there for Atlantic, and they lead it now here 2-0 early on. First offensive possession in the front court now here for the Tigers. They have it into the hands here of Sloss. Now a handoff here to Larson. Larson a kick out. Three-point attempt on the way, and that's good over that far side. Knocked down by Logan Essie. So a three-pointer buried there for the Tigers. They have now a 3-2 lead. Stuart Hoig going to dribble up the floor here right side. Now kicks it back up top to Christensen to reset. Over to Markham. Markham now back up top. Christensen back to Markham. Thought about pulling up for the three. Kicks it back up top instead. Atlantic now fires it over far side to Hoig. Now back to Christensen. Christensen gets it inside now here to Franken. Turns in traffic. Fires up the tough 15-foot jumper. No good. Stuart Hoig goes up there, rips the ball out of the air for the rebound. Putback attempt is knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay here with Atlantic after it's tapped out once again after the shot attempt.
It'll be interesting to see as the game goes on, Chris. The ADM Tigers trying to pressure full court or three-quarters court. That could play right into the Trojans' hands with their quickness.
And Atlantic going to inbound here, and it goes out of bounds. Here was last touched over there by Logan Essie, so now they'll inbound on the far sideline. Hoig will be the one to key it in. Stewart kicks it in up top now here to Sam Markham. Markham back to Hoig. Hoig back to Markham, and now his spot up. Pump fake, put it on the floor, pick it up and kick it over to Christensen. He'll try the three left wing. That's no good. Rebound into the hands of Logan Essie. Essie the rebound. He'll bring it up the floor. Dribbles right side, hands it off now here to Ben Larson. Larson working out front, pass over right corner. Now back up top into the hands of Sloss. Sloss, give it off to Essie. Essie gets a screen, now stops and fires it in the corner. Baseline pass across, it gets into the hands of Hyman down low. He'll force one up and get it to go. Blake Hyman the bucket, it's now 5-2. Now quickly up the floor, Christensen down to Hoig on the block. Went up, shot blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic underneath.
That's tough no call. Essie got him from the backside. And tough to go up and make blocks like that from that position and not get a whistle.
5-2 the score here, ADM early on. 5:31 left to go here in the opening quarter. Pass up top now here into the hands of Stuart Hoig. Now it works across into Sam Markham. Markham back up top now here to Hoig. Cross Markham, he'll fire up the three. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound, fought for inside, tapped around. We're going to have a reach-in foul call here. And it's going to be whistled against Sam Markham. He'll pick up number one. First foul of the game. So the inbound will come underneath here. Now Atlantic going to put on some full-court pressure here on the inbound as Essie gets it in there to Larson. Larson back to Essie. Now they try to work it up the floor here on the dribble, getting some signals from the bench. SC lost the handle for a moment. Now curls around, goes right around Christensen. Nobody came over on the help defense, and he got the easy layup. So Logan Essie with the quick bucket, and it's now 7-2. Tigers on top. Pass across into the hands now here of Christensen. Up top to Markham. Over back to Christensen. Christensen, the skip across to Stuart Hoig. Bounce pass down low. Harrison Hoig on the block. Floater up no good off the front of the rim. Had to fade away as he put it up, and it didn't go down. Rebound here to the Tigers. Essie works it across here. Get a screen out high. He'll go left side. Kick it into the corner now to Sloss. Sloss hanging on to it. Back up top to Essie. Right side, Larson. He'll try a three. Blocked by Markham. Tapped up into the air. Christensen comes away with it. And now a foul going to be whistled here against ADM as they try to take it away from Christensen. And it's going to be whistled against Logan Essie, his first.
And that's just a foul created by Atlantic. The good leaping ability by Markham to get that block shot. It's up in the air, and Christensen, the quick leap to get up there first and get that basketball.
Christensen now will work it up top here for the Trojans and get it over to Hoig. Now inside Franken, kick back out to Stuart Hoig. Stuart Hoig, the crossover right side. They come out to pressure him. He'll kick it back up top. Left side, they swing it to Markham. He'll try the three. That's off the mark. Rebound tapped up, and it's going to be an over-the-back call whistled here against Dalton Franken as he tried to go up and swat that one away.
Well, Atlantic's got them right where they want them. We're down 7-2. It seems like we've started a lot of games this year down like this.
Checking in up off the bench here, we'll see Robbie Sloss check in now here for the Tigers as we're going to have Larson check out for a moment. Inbound pass now will come here from Logan Essie into the hands of Joe Sloss, and back to Essie. He'll bring it up. 4 minutes left to go, opening quarter. 7-2. ADM the early lead here over Atlantic in first round 3A playoff action. And it's tapped out of bounds here on a pass attempt. Christensen got a hand on it. Tigers will inbound on the far sideline. Sloss keys it in now here to Hyman. He'll hand it right back to Sloss. Joe Sloss out front, picks up his dribble. Now needs some help. Bounce pass and a backdoor cut. Logan Essie wraps around and gets the wraparound layup to go. He took a hard cut and found a seam. Nice pass there, and it's 9-2 now. Up the floor, Atlantic out front here. Christensen dribbling, hands it off now to Stuart Hoig. He'll go baseline, forces his way up to the basket, missed the shot, got his own rebound. Now backs his way in, goes up, misses it, but a foul call, and he'll go to the line here to shoot two. And the foul going to be whistled against Grant Gayden. That'll be his first, second team foul against the Tigers.
Yeah, it never really was a clean look inside there that time for Stuart Hoig, but he was persistent, kept after it. And sometimes when you're the guy who's shooting the basketball and it's off the mark, you kind of know first where it's going to come to. And I think he benefited there.
And the first free throw is up and good, so he's taking advantage at the line as well. Substitutions again now here for the Tigers as Larson comes back in. And also coming into the ball game will be Jacob Hardy for the first time here. Stuart Hoig with one more free throw coming. It's up on the way and good. Hoig knocks them both down. Back now to a 5-point margin. It's 9-4. Tigers the early lead here. Up the floor, Logan Essie, the crossover out front against Christensen. Now he'll drive around him, go baseline, and an offensive foul. He ran right into Harrison Hoig, who set up on the block waiting for him.
That's great help defense by Harrison to recognize what he was trying to do in the first place and then get to the spot first.
That'll be the second on Logan Essie, and now Trojans will inbound here against a little bit of full-court pressure here from the Tigers, checking into the ballgame. Andrew Klonark checking in now here, the 6'1 senior. Up inbound now here, and the Trojans will work it across. Pass it over to Markham. He'll drive inside. Now float a pass down low. It's tapped out of bounds by the Tigers. Klonark got a hand on it there. Christensen will inbound underneath. 3:03 left to go, first quarter. 9-4. Tigers on top. Inbound to Stuart Hoig. Back to Christensen. Spot up for the three. No good. Rebound tapped around. Markham couldn't save it. And it'll go back to ADM. Inbound underneath now, and Larson will be the one to key it in to get some pressure here. And Larson waiting, needing some help. Now he hands it off into Robbie Sloss and then gets it back. Now Larson trying to dribble out of pressure himself, throws it out of the double team up the floor. Sloss has it. Now pass across into the hands of Klonark. Now it's stolen away. Chad Christensen got in there and stole it away, intended for Larson. Missed the layup, though, on the other end, and the rebound here to ADM. Larson will run it up the floor. Right wing with it. Crosses over. Goes towards the free throw line. Now a late pass down low. And Stuart Hoyt right there to recognize it and steal it away. So now up the floor here. Atlantic has it in the far corner. Now back up top, Christensen over to Franken. He'll spot up for the three. That's in and out, no good. Rebound tapped down low. And it's in the hands there for a moment of ADM. Stolen by Stuart Hoyt. He saved it back in, and it was into the hands of Larson, and now a foul call.
He missed the foul and got it the wrong way. It was over the back, coming over the top there, trying to steal that ball away to Hoyt, and ended up hitting Hoyt with the foul instead.
So Harrison Hoyt picks up his first, third against the Trojans. Inbound now here for ADM. Larson has it. He'll bring it up with 2:06 left to go in the quarter. Larson out top against Markham. Right side dribble. Pass it. Klarnick in the corner. Now it's tipped, stolen away by Christensen. Now it's on the floor, loose still. Everybody fighting for it. Markham gets it. Dribbles up the floor. Layup with the left hand is no good. And the rebound taken down by ADM. Another missed opportunity here for the Trojans. They missed a couple of easy layups. Klarnick out top now here working against Christensen. He'll dribble now into pressure. And we're going to have a timeout called here by ADM. A 30-second timeout as Coach Aaron Mager saw his team in some trouble there and wanted to talk things over here for a moment. They've got a lead, though, here, 9-4 here early in this one here against Atlantic. And Trojans, a couple of times down the floor here the past few trips, not been able to take advantage of some good looks.
No, and, you know, the Trojans don't go real deep off the bench either, and everybody knows that. So ADM's been substituting liberally. You know, guys like Robbie Sloss, Andrew Collin-Kark, and who else they had coming off the bench already here in the ballgame. You know, they're trying to run guys in and out. While that's great, you can try to wear these guys down. You're looking for some flow, too. And, you know, the Trojans have to get the shots to fall. They're not doing anything wrong. At times this year when the Trojans have struggled a little bit offensively, it's because they've gotten away from the offense and gotten into the one-on-one. But they're getting looks. They're just not making the shots.
And now we'll have the ball inbounded here at midcourt. It's going to be Robbie Sloss set to inbound here. After the quick timeout, a little bit of water got spilled on the floor there during the break over by the ADM bench. They're getting that wiped up here real quick before we get back started once again. It's a minute 36 left here in this first quarter. It's 9-4 here. ADM has the lead here, and they're going to inbound it here to Ben Larson. Larson now going to dribble out top here and hand it off into the hands of Robbie Sloss. Sloss out front with it. Bounce it down low, into the hands, and a quick, easy try there, but missed by Jacob Hardy. Rebound came down to Franken, and in a missed opportunity that time for the Falcons. They got a good look underneath that time with Hardy. Christensen out front here against the zone, works it over to Franken. Franken back up top to Christensen, now over to Franken. Franken on the outside, back over to Christensen. He'll try the three, that's short. Rebound is going to be out of bounds. Stuart Hoyt was on the baseline as he tried to save it. 1:04 left to go here in the opening quarter. 9-4 ADM the lead, and they'll inbound here underneath against that full court press again. It's time they lose track of Robbie Sloss. He gets the inbound. He'll dribble now. Lost the handle on it momentarily. Tap now stolen away by Christensen. Up the floor, 2-on-1. Pass over to Markham. He goes around to the defender and gets the jump shot off the glass to go home. Good job by Markham gathering himself that time to make sure he got the bucket. And the Trojans now climb within three. It's 9-6. ADM basketball here in the lead. Larson out top. 37 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Pass off now here to Blake Hyman. Hyman back up top into the hands here of Sloss. Joe Sloss hands it off here to Ben Larson. He'll hang on to it out front. Looking for some instructions here from the bench. Larson backing up near half court. Now going to get a screen here, dribble left side. We're going to have a foul call here. Sam Markham's going to get whistled for it. And that's going to be number two on Sam. And he's going to check out. Ben Nelson going to check right in here. And now the Trojans playing some defense here for the final 17 seconds in the quarter. Joe Sloss is going to inbound here. Gets it into the hands here of Blake Hyman. Now in the far corner, it's to Sloss. Sloss needs some help, hands it back off to Hyman. Hyman, the handoff now to Larson. He'll go left side towards the baseline. Driving around, flips an awkward pass up. It's picked up and a shot put up there from 15 feet. No good that time. And the rebound pulled down by the Trojans, and they're not going to get another chance at it here. Johnny Reel was the last one to miss that last shot. And it's now 9-6 here the lead for ADM after one. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyman's CarQuest in Griswold is your full auto parts store. They cover all of your farm and automotive needs with a full line of hydraulic hose selection. Wyman's CarQuest at 405 Main Street in Griswold. Call 712-778-2224. Family Vision Center. They have eyewear to fit your personal taste and lifestyle. From safety to fashion designer, UV sunglasses, and more. Stop in and see the staff of the Family Vision Center at 4 West 5th Street in Atlantic. Or call 243-1965 for an appointment.
It takes a lot of time, effort, and dedication to be a high school athlete. And just like all the hard work athletes put into sports, Dave Highfill at State Farm Insurance in Atlantic does the same for his customers. He works hard and takes the time to get you insurance to fit your wants and needs. Give him a call at 243-4825.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic as we go to the second quarter. ADM with a 9-6 lead after one quarter here over the Atlantic Trojans. A little bit of a surprise on the scoreboard here. Trojans can't seem to get their shots to fall here early as ADM has the ball to start this second quarter. Across the front court off the inbound, Essie takes it down the left side. Bounce feed into traffic. It's off the legs of his teammate, Grant Gaden, and it rolls out of bounds. The Trojans will get it on the turnover. Just a simple bounce pass that came up a little short down low. Again, pressure back court by the Tigers as the Trojans walk it up the floor. Franken with it, fires it ahead now to Ben Nelson to the front court. Quickly, they work it to the corner. Stuart Hoyt drives the baseline underneath and step out of bounds. Ball will turn back over to the Tigers. Just underway here in the second quarter. 9-6 our score. As the inbound taken in the backcourt by the Tigers, they'll work it around here to Essie, and he'll try to work it up the floor against Christensen. Across the timeline, Christensen from behind taps it away, but right to Hyman. Now out on the perimeter, Gaden has it back out top. Essie with the basketball near the center circle. Picked up by Christensen, man on man. He'll drive the left side, kick it off to the corner. That's Joe Sloss. Nothing there as he works against Ben Nelson. Sloss out near the center circle. Now he'll try to drive the lane and float one up way off the mark. It's short. Hyman, or rather down low, is Gaden who came up with it as the ball came up short. And we have got a
traveling violation
inside as he came down with the basketball and must shuffle the feet.
That was a pretty tough look at it. He must have had a good look there from his angle there, the official, to be able to see that.
Ball turns back over. We're a minute gone here in this second quarter. Trojans trailing 9-6. You're looking for offense. You came to the wrong game right now. It's been a tough one offensively for both of these clubs. Stuart Hoyg out right side with it to Christensen. Left side it goes Nelson. He's open. He'll try the three. No good. Rebound down low. Taken by Gaden. He wants to run the floor. Fires it ahead quickly to Essie up the left side. He'll drive. The floater one-hander. No good. Rebound Franken inside. He'll turn and run the floor. Up the floor quickly. Franken stops. Free throw line. Jumper good. Dalton Franken with his first field goal of the ball game. It's 9-8. Trojans trail here by one. Across the timeline, Essie handles the basketball now. Fires it left side for Sloss. He'll look low. Gaden comes out to screen for him. He'll curl, stop at the elbow. Jumper is off the mark. He's fouled, and that'll be free throws. Ben Nelson tried to follow from around that screen to come to this near side. Got him on the arm. That'll send Sloss to the free throw line to shoot a couple here. Joe Sloss, 6-foot sophomore. Chance to shoot free throws here for the first time. And the first one is up and good. They're into the end of the first quarter in Creston, and it's Winterset with an 11-10 lead after one quarter in that ballgame.
Harlan also leading Glenwood 20-14 after one.
Sloss made both of his free throws here. So it's 11-8. Tigers with the lead. Sloss will check out of the ballgame now as Ben Larson comes back in. Atlantic with a basketball, down three here, early second quarter. They're down three, 11-8. Christensen now front court with it as ADM drops into that 2-3 matchup zone. They'll work it here near side. Hoyg back out top, it comes now to Franken. Franken the crossover dribble, the drive left side, the fall away up, and good. It goes up, and it comes down through the strings, and it's 11-10. 5:45 remaining in this first half. Tigers with a one-point lead in the basketball. Here to the near side it comes, out on the right wing. Johnny Reel with it. Back out top it goes to Hyman. left side. Gaden dumps it low. Real turns in traffic. No good. Rebounds knocked out of bounds. That's going to be Trojan basketball. Hyman tried to sneak inside, get a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. So the Trojans will get it back with a chance to take the lead. Trojans' only lead tonight was 2-0. And that was quickly neutralized with a three-point basket, and ADM's led ever since. Front court now, Nelson gets caught in traffic, leaves it back for Dalton Franken. Franken up the right side now, hesitates, now dumps it off for Nelson. Almost lost it out of bounds. Nelson back out top, it's Christensen. ADM very aggressive with that 2-3. They're really stretching it out, challenging the basketball. Left side, Nelson with it on the arc. Back out top, Christensen. He's open, right side of the circle. Bingo! Knocks down the three. Christensen's missed a few early here. Knocks that one down, and the Trojans have taken a lead. It's 13-11. That's an 11-2 run now here by the Trojans. They were down 9-2 early in the contest. Front court. Essie with the basketball, guarded by Christensen, and leaves it out top now. Real, trying to drive, dumps it off. Coming around the screen, it's Ben Larson. His shot no good from about 17 feet off the back of the rim. And the ball rebounded here on the near sideline by ADM. They save it, but it's turned over to the Trojans. Now Christensen into the front court. Left side, Nelson. Out top, Stuart Hoyg. Now to Franken, right wing. Franken drives, jump stop into the lane. The leaner off the rim, no good, too strong. Rebound to the baseline is taken by Larson. He'll turn and run now. Larson ahead quickly to Real. He'll pull up and try the three from the arc, and that's good. Johnny Real here from the right side knocks down the triple, and that puts ADM back on top now at 14-13. 4 minutes left to go in this second period. Out to the front court now. Christensen, right side top from Franken. Back again to Christensen. The three rings in and out, no good. Stuart Hoyg, the rebound, back underneath the goes to Dalton Franken. He's all alone for the easy layup. Gives Atlantic back the lead now at 15-14. Franken with 6 points here in this second quarter. Across the timeline here, it's Essie with the basketball on the dribble. Christensen harassing him. Now the ball's off of Reel's hands to the backcourt, and that'll be a turnover over and back. Ben Nelson hustling after the ball with a nice cross-check here in the backcourt as he tries to dive after what he thought was going to be a loose ball, but it was actually an over-and-back call. A couple of fresh faces in now as Robbie Sloss back into the ballgame for ADM, and Joe Sloss also has checked back into the contest. Jacob Hardy, a 6'4 freshman, is in as well. ADM trailing by a point. Atlantic has the basketball. Christensen right side of the circle to Nelson. Back out top it goes. Left side, Stuart Hoyg. Stuart Hoyg working the dribble now, brings it back out around top, gets a screen from Franken, drives the left side. Cut off, double team, ball knocked away, out of bounds, and it'll turn over. They're going to give the ball back to ADM. Well, the Tigers will get it right back. Tigers very aggressive defensively. No, every pass, every dribble is contested here so far in this first half. Tigers with the ball back courts. And so working across the timeline, Larson will run the show this time. He'll hand it off. Out top with it is Robbie Sloss, and his pass is stolen. Chad Christensen, right guy in the right spot, takes it away on the run. He'll turn and bring it up the floor now. Right side, Nelson. Bounce feed to the baseline as Jared Folk checked in during the last break, and the ball on the pass to him down low is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. 2:51 left in the first half. Trojans lead by one. It's 15-14. Christensen lobs it way out high to Nelson. Nelson dumps it right side to Franken. Franken back out top, Nelson. Stuart Hoyg, left side of the circle. He'll bring it back out as they stretch that zone. ADM, very stubborn. They're going to stay in that zone defense. Christensen, left side, open Franken. From the circle, it's good as he knocks down the three. Good look for Dalton Franken. Had a lot of time to line that one up, and he buried it to make it 18-14.
Trojan's starting to knock some of those outside shots down here to maybe find a force ADM to come out a little bit down inside.
It's a 16-5 run here for the Trojans, and another ADM turnover as the ball will go back the other way. First, though, a full timeout asked for by the Tigers. 2:19 left to go first half. 18-14, Trojans lead it. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, they've got a custom-made and affordable solution for you.
Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and they'll help you make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies, 877-DRY-DOGS. That's 877-DRY-DOGS. Atlantic Municipal Utilities. More than 2,000 not-for-profit public power systems across the country provide reliable electricity at a reasonable price to their 40 million customers. Atlantic Municipal Utilities is one of them.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic. 18-14, Trojans lead it. They've made this run without Sam Markham. He's been on the bench with a couple of fouls, which is actually kind of good news for Atlantic. They are able to do some of the same damage without Sam as they have with him. You like the team a lot better with him on the floor, though. Trojans break pressure now as they get it across the timeline to Nelson over on the right side. He'll fire it out top here to Christensen. He'll set the offense. Christensen here left side, Hoig. Christensen back again on the top, left side, Hoig. Stewart off the circle, back to Christensen. They work it out top. Dalton Franken working to screen left and right. Now Stewart Hoig, open left side. He'll elevate to the three. It's no good. Comes right back toward him off the back of the rim. Rebounded by ADM. Minute 50 left to go in the first half. Tigers front court now as they work the ball around the perimeter. Robbie Sloss back over to the corner. A fadeaway one-hand jumper for three is good by Ben Larson. Tough-looking shot. 18-17, Trojans by a point. Folk with the ball front court now. Franken has it out top. Dalton right side for Stewart Hoig. Stewart across here to Christensen. Christensen looking off the right side now as he dumps it off again to Stewart Hoig. Folk running the baseline. Back out top it comes to Christensen. Now off to Franken. He'll try to drive the lane and kick it back out. Christensen open for the three ball. It's no good. Folk got the rebound for the Trojans. Knocked away, and now ADM comes up with it. Joe Sloss comes away with the basketball. Sloss will turn and try to run the floor now. Quickly up ahead, and he runs low. Dumps it off on the run to Robbie Sloss, and we got a foul call against the Trojans. Chad Christensen was working one on three is the way it worked out for him. Ben Nelson ends up picking up the foul. Christensen trying to work against all three of these guys coming on the break.
Yeah, and he almost did about a perfect job of it, too, because it was a bad decision by Sloss to run right at him and almost got called for the offensive foul, but he threw the late pass and got a couple of chances here at the line for Robbie Sloss.
And Robbie comes up short on the first free throw. No good. Into the ballgame, Blake Hyman for the Tigers. Also back in for the Trojans, Harrison Hoig. One more free throw try here for Robbie Sloss, and that one is no good. Franken the rebound, so no harm, no foul. Well, there was a foul, but no harm. Christensen front court now. Right side, it's Harrison Hoig. He drives the baseline, kicks it across, and we get a blocking foul down low. He was bumped along the baseline. He really had nowhere to go. So it was fortunate that Jacob Hardy picked up that foul underneath. For the Tigers, Grant Gayden back into the ballgame along with Logan Essie. 18-17, Atlantic leads by one here with 54 seconds left in the first half. Christensen out top to the inbound. Nelson back to Christensen right side. Skips it all the way across here to Stewart Hoig. He'll drive to the baseline and gets cut off there. They swing it around Christensen off the dribble drive into the lane. The short jumper is good. It rolls around and falls through. Christensen using all of the rim that time. 20-17 the score. 35 seconds left to go in the first half. Tigers now to the front court. Right side dribble with it. Essie stops, curls, dumps it back out top. Larson, long three ball, comes up off the front of the rim, hits the front of the rim and then the floor. Picked up on the run now by Harrison Hoig. Knocked away from him and picked up by the Tigers. Now the ball tipped back again loose, and the Tigers will knock it out of bounds. That ball was pinballing everywhere before it finally rolled into the Atlantic bench area, and the Trojans will get it back with 15 seconds.
Sometimes you get those wild sequences where everybody's getting a little bit of a fingertip on it and nobody can hang on to the ball.
Trojans lead by three. 10 seconds left here in the half. Franken left side. Back out top, Christensen. 6 seconds. Franken left side. Elevates. Fires for the three. It's no good. Rebound underneath. Harrison Hoig had it. Lost it. Got it back. Put it up. And in at the buzzer. Harrison Hoig with a rebound. A follow underneath for his first. Second basket of the ball game. Make that. And the Trojans have their biggest lead of the night. It's 5 points here at intermission. 22-17. Atlantic has taken the lead here at halftime. Two teams head to the locker room. We'll head to a timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland, Carson, and Macedonia. See Craig Hummel for a personal insurance consultation or Don Everett for life insurance at Hummel Insurance Agency. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon and Exira. JP Lumber in Oakland, your first and only stop for all of your home improvement needs. They also have a garden center with all of your landscaping supplies and locally created garden decor. JP Lumber in Oakland, 712-482-6413.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. This boys Class 3A District semifinal. The winner moves on. The loser gets to turn their jerseys in tomorrow. That's never fun.
No, nobody wants to do that. You want to keep moving on, keep playing here through the season. And I hope that things can continue to improve here for you down the stretch as you try to move on here. And it's been kind of an interesting game here. I think if you're talking to Coach Aaron Mager for ADM here at halftime, he would be, I'm sure, pretty pleased on how this has gone here so far this evening, as it started exactly the way that the Tigers wanted to. Atlantic not able to hit a couple of shots early on here. They weren't making the outside shots in that first quarter, and ADM really packed it in tight there on that zone pressure. They were able to swing the guy out on the far side down low. It was kind of a swinging 2-3. And you saw the guy on the outside kind of come out and really be a good player out on the wing, too. But for the most part, it was a really tight, impactful defense, and they were able to get a lot of rebounds that way. And, you know, they hit a few shots early on in the game. Logan Essie kind of got them going offensively, and they got off to a nice quick start. Atlantic able to do some things, though, there in that second quarter to try to rally themselves back here a little bit. They started to hit a couple of those outside shots, and that made a world of difference. I think that's going to change the defensive philosophy a lot if they can start to knock those down.
Yeah, really did. Of course, the goal tonight is to move on and play in the next round. And Creston has a lead in the other side of this bracket. So we'll see who gets the chance to play in the next round. Creston leading Winterset 29-17 at halftime.
Also another halftime score for you. Harlan leading at home tonight against Glenwood 41-26. As those teams were tied at 14 late in the first quarter, but Harlan's hit six threes so far here tonight to get that halftime lead there at 41-26. Also a quick score for you in girls regional action as well tonight. IKM Manning is at a 29-24 lead over Trainer. That's at the halftime break as well. So a couple of scores there for you in that one.
22-17 our score here at halftime. Atlantic with the lead. They haven't had many of them here in the first half, but they lead it here at intermission. 22-17 over ADM. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Home Sweet Home Care. Let their professionally trained and supervised staff be there to take care of all of your health needs. Offering licensed RN and LPN services, along with home care aides under the direction of an RN. Home Sweet Home Care with offices in Atlantic and Clarinda. Sorensen Farm Equipment, offering the widest range of tractor power in the industry. And is your New Holland dealer with a service department that can't be beat. Sorensen Farm Equipment, Highway 59 in Harlan. Present Company in Audubon for all your unique home decorations and more. They have jewelry, fragrances, body lotions, candles, handbags, and an assortment of wines. Stop into the Present Company located at 317 Broadway Street in Audubon.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. We've got more basketball coming your way tomorrow night here on KJAN as well as postseason play continues. We've got a boys basketball game coming up to a district. That's a district semifinal tomorrow night, right? Yeah, district semifinal. Yep. I'm thinking on the fly here out loud. It's Cam at Riverside. That game over in Oakland tomorrow night. And Gary Wax, the AD at Riverside, kind enough to let us come take a seat over there and broadcast the basketball game. So we'll have it for you tomorrow night. Riverside, of course, a top 10 rated team in Class 1A. Cam is a team who's, but they got a challenge in that last round from Griswold. And Cam's a team that Well, I tell you what, the shots fall for them. They can be a tough ball club as well. We'll have that tomorrow night for you. 7 o'clock tip time, and again, we're on the air at 6:50 with the broadcast. That's Cam at Riverside tomorrow night in 1A. Lots of boys' hoops yet to go.
Yeah, lots of basketball going on here yet down the stretch, and of course, especially here on the boys' side, girls starting to wind down a little bit here as they've got some of those other regional games going on tonight in the smaller classes. But, yeah, starting to really wind down here this season for the boys now as they get into full swing of things here in the postseason tonight.
Two teams in the locker room here at halftime. Let's check some numbers for you here at intermission tonight for these two basketball clubs. First, for the Atlantic Trojans. They're led here in the first half by Dalton Franken. He's picked up all 9 of his points in the second quarter. He was one of those guys who just had a hard time finding the bottom of the basket in the first quarter. A few decent looks. They just wouldn't go down and stay in. But he found the range in the second quarter. He's got 9. He leads all scorers here in the basketball game at the intermission with 9 halftime points. Also for the Trojans, 5 points for Chad Christensen, all of his coming in the second quarter. Harrison Hoig had 4 in the first half and 2 apiece for Sam Markham and Stuart Hoig. 2 for 2 from the free throw line here in the first half for the Trojans. For the ADM Tigers, here's how they look at halftime. Logan Essie had a big first quarter. He's got 7 points, all of his in that first quarter. Also 3 points apiece for Ben Larson and Johnny Reel. Each knocked down a triple in the second quarter. 2 points apiece for Blake Hyman and for Joe Sloss here in the first half. The Tigers are 2 for 4. From the free throw line here at intermission. Fouls, though, kind of changed the game early. You know, not huge foul issues right now, but fouls did have an impact on that first half. Logan Essie picked up 2 for ADM. He spent a little time on the bench. Ben Nelson picked up 2 coming in relief out there for Atlantic in the first half. But Sam Markham picked up 2 quick ones. And they also had an impact there because he spent a good chunk of that first half on the bench.
Yeah, and that's tough for, you know, Atlantic to take sometimes, but as you mentioned one point there as they're playing, you know, they kind of started to make their rally run without him on the floor. So that's good news there for Atlantic to be able to, you know, get out there and do some things, with especially those other guys on the floor that are kind of those fill role guys. Ben Nelson, Jared Folk were out there for a little bit of time there, and they're able to make their run to get the lead back here in the game, and hopefully Sam now will be very fresh here to start the second half and can be the impact player that he usually is for the Trojans.
You bet. So 22-17 is our score here at halftime. Atlantic with the lead over the ADM Tigers here at intermission. And we'll take another timeout and get you ready for second half basketball in just a bit. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Oakland Pharmacy. Together, we can keep access to healthcare close to home. Plus, they can print your digital pictures instantly on their Kodak processor. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highways 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. Five Star Roofing Incorporated of Atlantic is your residential roofing specialist with the Roofing Buggy. Whether it's roof replacements, repairs, or inspections, contact Ken at 855-ROOFS-R-US or on the web at 855-ROOFSRUS.com. Ask how to save up to 20% on homeowners insurance. Fairway and Atlantic for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, lower everyday prices, and friendly service. Visit Fairway Store Incorporated. Also try their full service meat department at Fairway, 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Well, just about ready for second half action here tonight. The winner of this ball game will advance to play, well, later this week. Right now it says Thursday on the sheet, but as we've all probably heard by now, they're talking a little bit of snow come Thursday, so who knows what might happen. Or they could be completely wrong, and we get nothing and play basketball. We'll see.
You never know. Just never know. It could be interesting to see if that moves around, and that, of course, going to shake up, you know, the whole schedule a little bit there as far as, you know, how the teams prepare, so we'll see if that affects them or not.
Well, we're not completely sure where the game will be held either. I mean, it still says Greenfield on the sheet, but if it happens to be an Atlantic-Creston matchup, there's a lot of folks that feel like that gym's not going to be anywhere near big enough to handle the crowd. So we'll wait and see. I know there's been some talk about maybe moving that game to a different location. We'll see, and we'll sure let you know as soon as we hear anything. As for now, it says Greenfield, but we do know it's scheduled for Thursday night, 7 o'clock, and we'll have it for you. If Atlantic is playing in that game, we'll have it for you live here on KJAN, AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web at KJAN.com and also on your cell phones. If you got a smartphone, you have access to KJAN. Just download the free KJAN app. Just search KJAN in the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store. It'd take you just a couple seconds to download it, and it's free. Did I mention it's free?
Yeah, it's free.
It's free. Ready for the third quarter? It's free. Ready for the third quarter? Take it away.
All right, and another quick score for you, halftime as well. Carroll leading Greene County on the other side of the bracket, 28-24 at the halftime break. We're back in action here. Atlantic starting with the basketball here to open the second half. Dalton Franken goes baseline, and the jumper is good. Got a pass across there from Chad Christensen, and then splashed home the jumper. And the Trojans with a quick start now here to this second half as Franken moves into double figures with 11 here tonight. On the other end, the Tigers have it here with Larson dribbling out top. He's cut off there. Passes it over now to Sloss. He's going to stop and fire up an awkward three. It was off balance. Rebound comes down here to the Trojans. Christensen will run it up ahead here. 24-17. Pass off now here to Franken. He'll kick it back up top. Christensen back over to Sam Markham now. Is the starting five here on the floor for the Trojans to open up the second half. Christensen back over to Markham. Corner. He'll drive baseline. Pull up. Shot in. And no good, but he was fouled on his way there. He was adjusting in the air, and he got fouled. Knew he was going to get a chance to go to the line. It's going to be whistled here against Blake Hyman.
Yeah, quickness by Markham. The ability to stop quick, start quick, elevate quickly, all those things helping to create that foul. So. Trojans have come out of the second half in close games this year, really roaring out of the gate in the third quarter. We'll see if that plays true again here tonight.
Well, so far, so good as Markham knocks down that free throw. By the way, in the first half, ADM turned the ball over 9 times. Atlantic turned it over 5 times. So both teams not doing too terribly taking care of the basketball so far. Markham knocks down the second free throw. And it's now a 26-17 lead here for the Trojans as they're inching out this lead right now here. Quick start, the first 4 points here of the second half so far. Dribble with Lessie left side. He'll dump it back up top. Sloss now handed off to Larson. He's in trouble, guarded by Stuart Hoag. Now to Essie, he goes baseline. Running jumper is good. Those are tough shots, and he's able to knock that one down. He's got 9 now for the Tigers. 26-19. Christensen back up top now here with it for the Trojans. Lead and the basketball. Skip across to Franken in the corner. He'll go baseline. Cut off. Tough pass into traffic to Harrison Hoag. He's able to corral it, though, and hands it back up top now to Christensen. Christensen, the pass to Markham, now in the corner, and a quick reach in and a knockaway. They're going to say last touch by Stuart Hoag, but it was Joe Sloss who got in there and knocked it out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to the Tigers.
Wow, a little help by the other officials would have been nice there.
Inbound pass now here for ADM, and they'll bring it up the floor. Ogun Essie out top, dribbles left side. Everybody left him. He's got the easy lane for the left-hand layup, and he gets it to go home. Not a bad recognition by the help defense that time there for the Trojans. Up the floor now, quick passing. Stuart Hoag off to Harrison Hoag. Caught it on the run, flipped it up, no good. Rebound, and going to have it out of bounds here. It's going to be Atlantic basketball. And oh, they're going to give him the timeout.
You can't give him a timeout here. You can't do that. Oh, you got to be kidding me. This is bonehead. You can't do that. That's not allowed anymore. If you're up in the air, you have to have possession of the basketball to call timeout, and that's the ball and 2 feet on the floor. And he never had 2 feet on the floor. That's a terrible, terrible call by the official.
You know, you can't do that. So they're going to give it to him. They'll give him a 30-second timeout. So it'll be two fulls left now here for ADM. They'll have the ball coming out of this break. And Coach Steve Blazek can have some words here with one of the officials trying to explain to him here that, hey, that's not in the rule book there. You can't do that. Have to have those feet planted on the floor to be able to have possession. He didn't catch it until he was way out of bounds.
That was a popular play in the NBA for a while until they realized that it's...
though, into the hands here of Hyman. And Hyman will hand it off now here to Logan Essie. Essie will bring it up the floor here. 5:47 left to go, third quarter. Pass into the corner, into the hands there of Joe Sloss. Sloss spins towards the baseline. Now comes back out to the front.
driving inside the lane, lobs it across. Now it's in the hands of Essie in the corner for a three. That's way long. Rebound comes out off of the arm there of Harrison Hoy, picked up by Sam Markham. Markham will run it up the floor over to Frank, and he'll step inside the arc, pull up from 17 and knock it down. Dalton Franken there with the bucket. He's got 13 now, and it's 28-21. 7-point lead for the Trojans. On the other end, Larson outside with it. He'll pull up for a three in the face of Stuart Hoig. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Joe Sloss. Turnaround jumper from the elbows, no good. Rebound by Hoig, and now he'll flip it off to Christensen. Christensen on up the run up the floor. Skips it across over to Markham in the corner. Pump fake back outside now to Franken. Franken back to Markham in the corner. Pump fakes. Now he'll slide in all the way to the rack. Layup good. So quick after you get a guy to bite on the pump fake, and he gets the easy bucket. 30-21 now the score. Up the floor, it's Larson into the hands now here of Hyman, up to Joe Sloss. Sloss into the hands of Essie. Logan Essie hanging on to it. Now he'll back up on the dribble, pick it up again, need some help, and throws it away. It's into the hands of Markham for a moment. Larson got it back, though. He'll slide in. Flips a nice pass inside, and the tough shot underneath there is knocked down by Grant Gayden. Nice job there by Gayden to clean up the play, but it was a good pass by Larson as he was in traffic. Now the other way, Christensen got hit on the elbow, missed the shot from the elbow of the floor, and it's going to be taken away now here by the Tigers. Christensen, though, reaches in, gets the steal, flips it off to Harrison Hoig, and he gets a tough wraparound layup. They're going to call it on the floor first, though. Well, what an amazing shot by Harrison Hoig to reach his arm back around and flip it up off the glass. Thought he was going to get the and one call, but they're going to call it on the floor. Didn't catch you that last foul. End up whistling that on. It'll be the second here against ADM. And that was whistled against Grant Gayden. So that'll be his second. Inbound Hoig. Now he'll flip up another tough shot off the glass. He's going to get it anyways. Foul's going to be whistled against Jacob Hardy, his second. And now we'll have a chance for a three-point play.
Wow. He knew exactly where he was going with that ball as soon as he got the inbounds pass, and that was not an easy shot. Tough angle, a leaner backward, flipped it in off the window, and he gets what he should have gotten here just a little bit ago.
Take away my tough shot, I'll make it anyways. He misses the free throw, though, and now the rebound comes down here to the Tigers. Larson trying to dribble out of pressure. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul whistled here against Atlantic, and we're going to whistle that one against Stuart Hoy. That'll be his first. First foul against the Trojans here in the second half. Inbound pass will come here from this near sideline as the Tigers continue to work right to left. Inbound pass will be handed off now here to Ben Larson. Larson, bring it up the floor. Behind the back dribble. Now work it over left side here in the hands of Robbie Sloss. Sloss will dribble left side, pick it up, dump it off now into the hands here of Gayden. Now they work it around outside into the hands there of Johnny Reel, who just checked in a little bit ago. Larson now a long three-point attempt. The hand in his face by Stuart Hoig, but he knocks it down anyway.
Yeah, he's probably getting a little frustrated. He's had just 3 points. He's been their leading scorer on the year and hasn't had a lot of opportunity.
Back the other way, a quick drive in there by Chad Christensen found a seam. Floated one up from 10 and got it to roll home. And now it's a 34-26 lead here for Atlantic. Larson outside, drives right side, reaching in a steal. Markham tipped it away. Stuart Hoig came up with it. Long pass up ahead to Christensen. He just saves it before he goes out of bounds and dumps it back outside. Franken will pull up for the three. That's off. Rebound comes out long. Christensen picks it up, spins baseline. Jumper no good. Rebound on the floor. Fought for and picked up here by the Tigers as Grant Gayden came away with the ball. Now up the floor, it's Reel crossing over, going left side all the way to the rack. Layup good. Quick move by Johnny Reel. And it's now 34-28. Basketball here for the Trojans. 2:40 left to go here, third quarter, as they have that six-point lead. Out top, Christensen will slow it down this time. Pass it over now here to Markham. Markham back to Christensen. Pump fakes at the top of the key. Back over to Sam Markham. He'll pull up. Three-point attempt is short. Rebound fought for underneath. We're going to have a jump ball call here between Harrison Hoig and Grant Gayden. And the Tigers will have it here. Substitutions now here for ADM as they're going to bring in Andrew Kalanick. Also back into the game, Blake Hyman and Logan Essie coming back in there here as well. Inbound pass will come into Hyman. Handoff, nope, he fixed the handoff to Essie. Now he'll dribble it up the floor himself. Pass late off to Essie, left side. He'll go baseline around the defender. Stop, wraparound try with the layup's no good. Rebound pulled down by Markham. Markham will run the other way. In the run on the baseline to Harrison Hoyg, and he'll pull it back outside. Didn't have much of an advantage there, so he decides to reset. Stuart Hoyg will have it up top and hand it off to Christensen. Under two to go now in the third quarter, 1:56 on the clock. Trojans have it. Skip pass across Sam Markham. Now he'll kick it back up top now to Christensen. He'll pull it for a three. That's a good, long, high-arcing shot by Chad Christensen. Gets it to go, and now a quick 30-second timeout taken by Coach Steve Blazek to talk to his ball club as they lead it here by 9, 37-28.
You know, this would be a good time with a minute 45 left in this third quarter to make a nice little bit of a run here. The Trojans have been unable to really shake the Tigers here. They feel like they're starting to build that lead up to 8-9 points, and then ADM shaves a couple, 2-3-4 off of that. It's just kind of been that pattern here tonight. They just aren't going away. They're playing real hard.
So now we'll see the Trojans come back out here and try to hang on to this 9-point lead here in the final moments of this third quarter. Chad Christensen just hit the triple there before the break to extend it out there to 9. Both teams breaking huddle here and get back out there, and ADM will have the basketball underneath here, working up the full court. 1:45 left to go in the third quarter. Inbound pass will be given to Logan Essie. Into Larson, now back to Essie. Right through, right in his face. He's able to hang on to it, though. Essie up the floor, guarded by Christensen. Will go right side here. Hand off now to Larson, guarded closely by Stuart Hoyt. They try to screen for him, can't spring him free. Larson still dribbling. Now fires up a contested three again, and he knocks it down. Wow, I don't think he's hit an easy shot all night. All three of them he's made have been very tough shots. And Larson knocks down the triple to make it a 6-point game. Now Christensen has it left side for the Trojans. Late bounce pass too low for Stuart Hoyg, and is stolen away here by ADM. They'll run up the floor here. Right side dribble, and it's going to be dribbled out of bounds there. Larson lost the handle on it, and Essie couldn't save it. 1:07 showing here on the clock at the end of this third quarter. 37-31, Trojans lead. Inbound pass, pass in the middle here to Hoyg as they break it across the timeline. Now Christensen will kick it over to Markham. 58 seconds left to go. Trojans hanging on to the ball out top. They might try to hang on here for this last minute. ADM's not going to come out and contest, so Christensen just standing there at the center circle hanging on to it. 40 seconds now showing on the clock. Passes it over to Markham. Markham. Gets the count started. Now they'll give it back here to Christensen. Christensen being counted on up top. Back over to Markham. Markham back to Christensen. 24 seconds to go. Pass back over to Markham. Now back to Christensen. He'll start right side. 16 seconds. Pulls up for the three, and he hits it. Chad Christensen with another triple, and it's 40-31, backed out to a 9-point margin. 8 seconds to go. Essie up the floor with it for the Tigers. In traffic, pass over to Larson. Larson, fall away, tough three, no good, but they're going to have a foul call as Stuart Hoyg ran into him before he came down, and he'll get 3 shots at the line coming up as Stuart Hoyg picks up foul number 2.
Okay, maybe, but Larson was falling down on the shot attempt anyway, because he shoots, and all for all of his shots he's been throwing up have been awkward fallback type shots, fallaway things, and that's a tough call to take right there.
Larson will step up here to the line here. Just 8-tenths of a second showing on the clock after that foul call. In and out on the first one, he missed it. A couple of substitutions will be coming in here for Atlantic in a moment. It's been Nelson and Jared Folk will check in here for this final second. Second free throw up and good there on the second one by Larson. Markham's going to check out. Franken's going to check out. Make sure they don't get any fouls here just with this brief 8-tenths of a second here on the clock in the quarter. Second one now, or third one coming now here for Larson. On the way, and that one's good. Knocks it down, inbound pass, the baseball throw up the floor by Stuart Hoyg off the mark, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Atlantic leads this one here at home, 40-33 here after three quarters. We'll take a break, come back with fourth quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon and Exira. Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Company. Talk to Gary or Deanne today at Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca. Nelson Farm Supply at 6th and Chatburn in Harlan. Your Gale Farm Equipment Sales and Service Center. When you need something for your farm, you'll find it at Nelson Farm Supply in Harlan.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic tonight. 40-33 is our score. Atlantic with a 7-point lead as the two teams head now to the fourth quarter here this evening. The prize is a chance to play next round in the district final on Thursday night against the winner of the Creston Winterset contest tonight. That game being played in Creston. We'll get you an updated third quarter score here in just a little bit. Atlantic with the basketball as we start this fourth quarter. Franken out top to Christensen. He gets a double screen, fires it back to Franken, left corner. He'll elevate and fire from 17, and that's good. Two-point basket for Dalton Franken after an empty first quarter for him offensively. He's come alive here since he's got 15 points now in the contest. ADM with the basketball out top. As the Tigers work it outside with Joe Sloss. Picks up his dribble. Needs some help now as he's still looking to get rid of it. Finally does here left side. Real driving off the glass and good. Johnny Real with a nice athletic move. And up off the glass for two, and it's 42-35. Drive to the baseline. Harrison Hoig back out top. Christensen will reset the offense. In Creston tonight, the Panthers have a 48-30 lead after three quarters over Winterset. Christensen top of the circle for three. That comes up empty. Saved, though, by Harrison Hoig, and he fires it all the way back out to center court, grabbed by Christensen off the floor. Minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Trojans lead by seven with a basketball. Left corner open. Markham the three. No good. Back of the rim. Rebound tapped out. Markham up with a drive to the basket. Gets fouled. Down the left side. He took off again with that quickness. Got the long rebound, was able to get down the left side of the free throw lane, and Blake Hyman got him on the arm, and that'll be two free throws coming for the senior.
That's just such a tough play for anybody to try to defend because Markham's got that just such a quick first step, and you're caught a little bit off balance or off guard, odds are you're going to commit the foul because you're not going to beat him to that next step.
Sam comes up short off the front of the rim on the first free throw try. Logan Essie back into the ballgame now for ADM as Ben Larson will check out. One more free throw here for Markham. And Sam lets that one go. It's in and out. No good. Rattled in and out. Rebounded by the Tigers. Tigers facing pressure backcourt. Essie double team. Now gets rid of it. Hyman will fire it ahead up high. It's grabbed here near side by Gayton. He'll dump it down low. That's lost. His shot blocked inside by Markham. And the loose ball picked up by the Trojans. A run out now for Hoig. The layup good. Harrison with a long pass and the basket on the other end. 44-35. Again, Sam Markham starts it with an unexpected block shot. He tipped it up into the air. And the Trojans up the lead to nine. Now right side dribble drive. Essie stops on the baseline, kicks it back outside to Gayton. Gayton with a basketball, dumps it off here on the top side now for Essie. He works on Franken one-on-one. Down low, left side, it's Real with it here in the corner. Logan, Johnny Real, he's fouled. Chad Christensen tried to reach in and knock that one away. Picks up his first foul. That's just the third team foul on the Trojans here in the second half. Jacob Hardy back in off the bench now for the Tigers. Also checking back into the contest is Ben Larson. And Andrew Collenkark is also back into the basketball game. Tiger basketball on the baseline. They'll look to inbound. Left side it comes. Larson off the feed. Steps back. Going to fire up the three try. No good. Skims the rim. Rebound tip to the floor. It's out of bounds. Christensen tried to make the diving save. Couldn't come up with it. And it'll stay with the Tigers. 5:54 left to go in the fourth quarter. Atlantic with a 9-point lead, 44-35 of this boys' 3A district semifinal. Larson off the inbound now here in the left corner. He'll work it on the dribble out top and leave it for Joe Sloss. Sloss against Markham. Drives the right side. Stops and dumps it off. Essie out on the circle with it. He'll go baseline. Nothing there. Bring it back out on the curl. And dump it left side. Sloss the head fake. Working one-on-one against Markham. Atlantic stays in that man-to-man. Markham beat him to the spot. Cut him off. Now hands it to Larson. Larson picked up by Stuart Hoyg. He'll elevate. Oh, that's way off the mark. His three-point try was woefully off the mark. Rebounded finally by the Trojans.
Nice body control there by Stuart Hoyg to go up high there, be able to hand it, just tap it right down to Harrison, waiting for the rebound.
Markham to the front court now on the dribble as the Trojans spread the floor a bit. Christensen off left side. A little more than 5 minutes to play here in the game. Christensen for Markham. Markham out top again to Christensen. Chad will bring it back outside now as the Trojans dump it to the high side. Stuart Hoyg back to Christensen. He'll drive and leave it now for Markham. Markham back out top. They're going to try to force the Tigers to get out of that zone. Now to the high post again. It goes to Stuart Hoyg, who's posting out the throw line. Christensen back with it outside. He'll dribble drive into the lane, down the lane, dumps it low on the bounce speed, and it's a bucket on the left side for Harrison Hoyg. They lulled him to sleep and took advantage. And a double-digit lead now for the Trojans at 46-35. ADM basketball. Larson here left side. Head fake. Drives baseline. Stops. Dumps it wide open down low as Hardy. He can't handle it. Now his shot's blocked. And the long rebound tapped out to Franken. He'll drive. The layup. Good. And a foul. Dalton Franken on the run out. He gets the basket and gets fouled on the way. That'll be Hyman with a foul. His third. Boy, Hardy just could not come up with a handle of that basketball. Worked out well for the Trojans. It was kicked pretty hard. I thought it was going to roll out of bounds or shoot out of bounds hard, but the Trojans able to keep it there and get the finish on the other end. And Franken hits with the free throw. 49-35 Trojans. Tigers will get the ball back. A couple of fresh faces into the ball game now for ADM. Massey checked back into the ball game, also checking back in.
Hyman came back.
It was Hyman. There
we go. Essie picked up that last foul, actually.
Front court, now the dribble drive. They dump it back outside. Now the ball tipped, knocked away, and stolen by Markham. Markham will turn and bring it up the floor. Didn't have a run out, but he'll take it anyway. Can't hit the shot, and the foul called inside against the target. You said the last foul was Essie?
Essie, yeah.
Oh, he signaled 41.
Yeah.
Why would I expect any more?
He wasn't out there, so...
He says 41 again. we'll just trust his word this time. A foul on Hyman this time. And now we're going to have apparently a timeout because the teams are heading to the bench. That's news to the officials, I guess. And it's going to be a timeout ADM. This will be a full timeout, so we'll take a break. 49-35, Trojans have stretched the lead to double digits. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Nishna Valley Family YMCA, a great place for family fun. The mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. Open 359 days of the year at 4:30 a.m., Monday through Friday. We make it easy to join with no long-term contract and classes for all ages. You can work out anywhere, but you belong at the Nishna Valley YMCA. Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Let them handle all of your automotive needs, from oil changes to a major engine overhaul. Give them a call at 243-4514 and let them take care of your automobile. That's the Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic at 243-4673, where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest.
49-35, Atlantic with the lead after the timeout. 3:51 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Sam Markham to the free throw line here for the Trojans. He'll get a chance to shoot too. He was fouled just before the break. And the first one is good. 10-2 advantage here in the fourth quarter as they've opened up a 15-point lead now. One more try here for Markham. And his second one is no good. Off the front of the rim. Rebound tapped out, and Essie comes up with it for ADM. Quickly up the floor, and a shot block again by Markham as they got it ahead to Hyman and didn't get it. And it's taken away by the Trojans as they get it across the top. line line now. Markham will have it left side. Markham dumps it left side now for Franken. They try to make ADM stretch this defense once again. Franken out top. It's Christensen off the dribble. Through traffic, he taps it. Franken, well, Christie, he's going to run it out and lay it in. Yes, he snuck up from behind. Took it away. After the run court with it, down low, it's Hoig. He turns to the baseline, shot up, and in. Harrison Hoig. Worked hard for that one. He's in double digits here tonight. Now he's got 10 points in the contest. Check that. He's got 12 points in the contest. And it's a 52-37 lead here for the Trojans. Left side, Larson. He'll drive the baseline. Now shot up, no good, and we got a foul call. Harrison Hoig tried to sneak over and take a charge, but he got there late. It was pretty far under the basket. So that'll be number two on Harrison. And the Tigers will go to the free throw line. Larson will get a chance to shoot a couple here for ADM. 2:43 remaining in the contest. First one on the way. No good by Larson.
You talked about a moment ago there with Markham, and I think the thing that's so deceptive to players down low is you don't see the size difference because he's not that much taller than you, but his leaping ability is just so much that you never expect it, and he can always get there.
Second free throw good by Larson, so it's 52-38 now. Trojans with the lead. ADM pressuring backcourt. Christensen lost the ball. He's on the floor with it. Feeds it off to Franken, and he'll break the pressure. Franken down the lane, all the way to the rack, crosses hands, and lays it in with the left one. Dalton Franken with an athletic move down the lane, and it's 54-38. Trojans lead it by 16 now. Front court long three try is good from the top. Is that Hyman with that long one?
Yep.
Don't expect to see him firing away from out top, but he knocks down the triple. And it's 54-41. Franken with it left side now for the Trojans. Down to 2 minutes to go. Harrison Hoig will bring it back out top. Christensen there, making ADM chase the basketball now. Christensen, and we got a foul call, a blocking foul on ADM out front. So they're going to hit Andrew Colin Kark with that foul. That's his first. To the free throw line now. That's team foul number 7 on the Tigers. Johnny Reel is back into the ball game. Also, Joe Sloss has checked back in for the Tigers. It'll be Chad Christensen heading to the free throw line here for Atlantic. Chance to shoot the 1-1. And the front end is good. Trojans have had a lot of opportunity here to shoot free throws in the second half. I'm guessing they'll get a lot more here before it's done. Second try on the way now, and that one is also good. That one rattled around a bit but fell through. And we've got a timeout on the floor asked for by Atlantic. Minute 56 left to play. Atlantic 56-41 over ADM. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Capel's in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find everything you need for kids, moms, dads, and grandparents. And if you can't find it, just ask one of their friendly, helpful sales staff. Capel's in Atlantic, where you'll receive great service after the sale. EO Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, for all your insurance needs, home, farm, business, auto, crop, life, health, and long-term care. Visit with EL Ransom Insurance Agency. EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, your independent insurance agent serving you first. Satisfy your pet needs at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry blue pet food for dogs and cats, made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb. Wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies, and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
Just a minute 56 left to go here in this fourth quarter. 56-41 is our score. Atlantic with the lead. The Trojans have been up by as many as 16. They lead it by 15 here as ADM will inbound in the backcourt. Atlantic picks them up man-to-man full court as they'll feed it in. And up the floor quickly, Logan Essie. He'll bounce it underneath. That's good off the glass. Joe Sloss got the bounce feed. That's his first field goal of the ballgame. And it's 56-43.
Atlantic ball backcourt now as Stuart Hoig picks up his dribble, gets it to Franken, fires it ahead to Harrison Hoig, and now across left side to Christensen. He'll drive the baseline underneath, and we got a foul called. No, he stepped out of bounds. Had a whistle. He was double-teamed underneath as he was pushed toward the baseline. They say he stepped out, so the ball will turn over with a minute 34 to go. Trojans lead by 13. Essie gets the inbound. He'll turn and run it to the front court now. Essie up the left side. Oh, he lost the handle of the basketball. And, well, they're just going to call traveling violation. He was thinking about making a pass, but Stuart Hoig stepped up to help double-team there, and that was about all she wrote. He looked like he was fumbling the basketball as he was trying to get it out and ended up right in Stewart's face. Ball goes the other direction now as the Trojans inbound. Markham will try to run it up the floor himself. He's bumped and fouled, and that'll send Sam to the free throw line for a one-and-one opportunity. And they're going to whistle the foul against Joe Sloss. And to the free throw line is Sam Markham. He'll get a chance to shoot the one-and-one now. And the front end is good. Markham tacks on another one for the Trojans, 57-43. 57 points. I wasn't sure we'd get there after they had six in the first quarter. Second one also good by Markham. 58-43. And a steal. Chad Christensen takes it away in the backcourt ahead to Franken. Banker good and a foul. Steal, a basket, a foul. And you could just about put a stamp on this one and put it in the mailbox. At least you can on the weekdays, not on a Saturday.
Not on a Saturday, but it's Monday. We're all right with it.
60-43. The Trojans have upped the ante now to 17 points. And Franken to the free throw line trying to tack on more. And the free throw is good. 61-43. Atlantic has opened up an 18-point advantage. ADM ball. Essie front court quickly off to the right side. Real back to Essie. He'll elevate for the three. It's no good. Rebound taken by Stuart Hoig. Harrison will leave it for Chad Christensen. And Christensen, working against the pressure, gets it ahead to Markham to the front court. And we're down to 1 minute left to play in the game. Stuart Hoig, right side, skips it across to Christensen. Left side, Franken. Franken off the dribble. He'll drive the lane, dump it down low. Harrison Hoig, he'll kick it right back out. It looked aggressive, but decided not to go after the basket. And now we've got a foul out front as Sam Markham is fouled by Logan Essie. That'll send Markham back to the line. That's team foul number 10 on the Tigers, so that will mean two free throws here for Atlantic. Markham with a chance to shoot a couple here. Both teams going to dust off benches here after this first free throw. The officials still trying to figure out how many fouls there are. Just make sure it's two-shot foul, not a one-and-one. The biggest difference is because everybody wants to substitute, and if it's two shots, you don't substitute till after the first free throw. ADM just clears out the lane, but I guess for some reason the officials are going to make them stick people in there. So Markham will step to the line. 47 seconds left to play. Sam will shoot a couple. First one is good, and now they'll dust off the benches. For Atlantic, Ben Nelson and Jared Folk check back into the lineup. And for ADM, a whole bunch. Colin Kark is back into the lineup. Taryn Drazy into the ball game.
Senior starters here for the Trojans get to check out and get a round of applause here for their final time here on the floor.
Jackson Verwart checks into the ball game as well for the Tigers. For Atlantic, Tristan Benn in. Joey Walker's checked in. Second free throw good by Markham. Now he'll check out. And Nick Podaisky will check into the ball game. 45 seconds left as ADM brings it up the floor. 63-43. Biggest lead of the night here for the Trojans. Tigers work the ball out on the perimeter. Cade Cadu with it. Has it knocked away. Gets it back. Now throws it away. Picked up by Joey Walker. He'll run the floor. Walker to the rack. Oh, he slipped as he tried to set himself for the
shot down low. That's tough when the sneaker slide then stick. And down he went for the traveling violation.
He's getting a good smile out of it.
They break in those sneakers. 20 seconds left to go. From the top, a long three ball on the way by the Tigers. That'll hit the top of the backboard off of the rim. No good. That shot attempt by Cole Boswell, a senior. 18 seconds left. Atlantic with the basketball. Trojans will inbound. Joey Walker has it on the backside. They'll leave it for Jared Falk as they work it ahead. Falk back up to Walker, and Walker missed it. Goes right out of bounds. For the pass out of bounds. It'll belong to ADM here at center court. They inbound out top. Boswell comes here left side. Colin Kark back outside Boswell. He'll fire a long three, no good. Rebound by Ben Nelson, and that will do it. The biggest lead of the night is the final lead of the night for the Trojans. 63-43, your final. Atlantic a winner here this evening over ADM, and they'll advance to the district final coming up on Thursday night. We'll take a break and tell you more about this one in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Tune Up Inn. When you need quality repairs on your farm equipment, call the Tune Up Inn in Wyota. Maynard and the gang will get to the bottom of your troubles and get you back in the field. Expect quality service from the Tune Up Inn in Wyota. Cass Incorporated, we've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We're proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. Cass Incorporated, enriching lives every day. And Fisher Turf Care, if you want a beautiful yard that is weed-free and green as can be, give Jim Fisher of Fisher Turf Care a call. Jim offers free estimates and can answer any of your lawn care questions. Call Fisher Turf Care today at 783-4232 or 249-0044.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium tonight, where the Trojans started slowly, but boy, they finished fast.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. A couple of times. You start out with just 6 points in one quarter, and you end up with 63. It says a lot about how explosive your basketball team can be when they're playing well, and they certainly did that down the stretch. Started to get their legs a little bit there in that second quarter, and they really turned it on in the second half here against ADM.
Yeah, big second half for the Trojans. 41-point second half as they outscored them 41-26 in the second half to open up a lead. Trojans trailed early. They struggled. In fact, they were down 9-2. Out of the box. They struggled a lot. They had shots. They got good looks. They just weren't falling. A lot of balls rimming in and out. And they missed how much first quarter? Some breakaways and some opportunities right at the rim that wouldn't fall through. I'm sure Steve Blazek will be talking a little bit in that first quarter about the points they lost. Another ball game here not too long ago, but they sure bounced back in a hurry. They were down 9-6 at the quarter. Took a lead at half. Just slightly to 40-33 at the end of the third quarter, but a big fourth quarter advantage for the Trojans as they win it 63-40. Different ways, and they did here tonight as they started slowly but were able to bounce back. But, you know, this Trojan team has found themselves down fairly often early in basketball games. Doesn't seem to faze them too much.
Yeah, it really doesn't, and that's a good quality to have in your basketball team, to be able to, you know, weather the storm, so to speak, sometimes and be able to bounce back, and that'll certainly serve them well here as they move on. You mentioned a kind of similar to the game against Creston when we're here at home, where they really got out to a inspired start. They were a little bit too edgy that game, and I don't know if that was the case here tonight, but, you know, just a couple of quick early misses on some easy layups, and, you know, those are things you are going to have to clean up, though, eventually. I mean, it's going to come to the point where you're playing a team where you're going to need that 2 points that you got on a layup in the first quarter to be able to win. So I'm sure they'll talk about improving and getting off to a better start. But overall, though, you still got to feel pretty good about how this one turned out.
Yeah, nice effort tonight. 63-43, Trojans win it. We'll take a break. I'll be back to wrap it up for you in just a bit. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Avoca Building and Material. Family owned and operated. It's the small town lumber yard with the big city variety. See them today. Avoca Building and Material in Avoca.
The Danish Village's voice on Main Street in Elkhorn, a quality newspaper that will keep you updated with news and award-winning photography. For competitive advertising rates, give the Danish Village's voice a call at 712-764-4800. That's 712-764-4800. Satisfy your pet's need at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry blue pet food for dogs and cats made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb, wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic tonight as the Trojans win it on their home floor by a final of 63-43 as the Trojans advance in the tournament. Let's take a look at the scoring for you here tonight for Atlantic. Four players in double digits this evening, led by Dalton Franken. He finished with 23 points, the majority of those coming in the fourth, in the second half, and a whole bunch, 10 of them in the fourth quarter. 23 for Franken here tonight to lead the way. Also, Chad Christensen finished with 15 points. Harrison Hoy got a nice night offensively. He finishes with a dozen, and Sam Markham had 11 points despite just two field goals in the ball game. He had a lot of opportunity from the free throw line in the second half. Also 2 points from Stuart Hoig tonight. Trojans were 13 of 16 from the free throw line here this evening. On the other side for Atlantic, or for ADM rather, two players in double digits as Logan Essie finished with 13 points. Also, Ben Larson had a dozen this evening. 7 points for Johnny Real coming off the bench. Blake Hyman had 5, 4 for Joe Sloss, and 2 tonight for Grant Gayden. As the ADM Tigers season comes to a close, they're 3-19 as they finish their season here tonight. For the Trojans, they move on. They move to 21-1, and the second-ranked Atlantic boys will play again coming up on Thursday night. The next scheduled game is Thursday night as the Trojans playing the winner of the Creston Winterset game. And I haven't seen a final on that one yet, but I can feel pretty safe in saying Creston's going to be the team.
Yeah, they were up 48-30 at the end of the third quarter. I haven't seen a final on that one. I have seen a couple other finals, though, just to let you know quick as well. Harlan defeated Glenwood tonight 79-53 in that one. And a couple of girls updates for you as well. IKM Manning defeated Traynor tonight 63-49, and Villisca beat Bedford 57-50 this evening.
Very good. Some interesting ball games going on out there here tonight. So again, your final 63-43, Atlantic defeating ADM here this evening in this boys Class 3A district semifinal. We got more basketball coming up tomorrow night for you here on KJAN. Chris and I will settle in Oakland tomorrow night as the Riverside Bulldogs will face off against the tomorrow night. So we'll have that game for you live here on the radio. 7 o'clock is tip time, and we're on the air at 6:50 tomorrow night with that boys' contest. That's Cam at Riverside tomorrow night here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. And a final in Creston tonight, the Panthers 79-49 winners, as they won quite easily over the Winterset Huskies this evening. So it will be Atlantic versus Creston, as we anticipated, coming up on Thursday night in that boys 3A district final. They played two pretty good ball games already this year, and they'll get a chance to play a third one coming up here on Thursday night. Atlantic won the previous two. Pretty good matchup again.
Yeah, it should be a good matchup. It'll be a fun ball game. Those two teams really get after each other, and it'll be a lot of fun to watch them play the third time around. Atlantic's been able to get them a couple of times. It's always tough to do it again, but they'll have the opportunity to try to do that to move on. A quick note for you on the other side, too, that Carroll-Green County game, that just went to overtime. They're tied at 51.
Ooh, not easy in the postseason,
no,
is it?
No.
Yikes. Well, it was not easy early for Atlantic, but they made it easy toward the end. 63-43, Trojans win it here tonight as they move on. And we'll have that game for you Thursday night here on KJAN. That's going to do it for us here this evening. Thanks a lot for joining us here tonight. 63-43, again, your final. Trojans beat the Tigers. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us. Good night from the Atlantic High School Gymnasium.